Welcome to the Bards FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, and tonight you're listening to Two Americas.
This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
Good evening, patriots. So, before we begin tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about MyPillow and all the things that Mike Lindell has done. I don't know if we realize or not, but most of this counter-revolution and fight to save the nation has been funded by MyPillow to a large degree. And that has allowed so many things to happen, including the audits, continued audits, the work by Dr. Frank that has done the deep research as to what types of things have been going on and how the hack has happened. Mike Lindell is truly one of America's great patriots and one of the CEO patriots unlike anything we've ever seen. So we need to support him as much as possible as cancel culture continues to try to wipe him out. And of course, we don't agree with cancel culture. So right now, in honor of the great things that he does, and it just so happens that the day that he came to speak at Bards Fest, they also announced a special on My Slippers. So My Slippers are now on sale for 50% off. You can find those over on MyPillow.com. Scroll down to Radio Listener's Box. Click on that and you'll find some great savings. You can use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, for great savings. And you can get the My Slippers, which are amazing indoor-outdoor slippers. They're super comfortable. Literally saved my feet at Bards Fest. And they're suede. They've got this great soft foam inside. They're patented foam. It's an amazing set of slippers. So I'd encourage you to get a pair. They're great for Christmas gifts. They're great for just having around the house, and you can get them on sale right now again for 50% off. Then there's also other great products while you're there. It's pillows, sheets. The sheets are incredible. They are just, they're literally, like when I'm traveling, I was like, oh, I wish I had my sheets with me. They're that good. So sheets, pillows, comforters, you name it. So many great things out here that they make as products. So head on over to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener's Box. Check out the great savings that they have there. Use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, and away you go, and you get some great products for a great price. Also, head on over to expeditioncoffee.com, X-P-E-D, expeditioncoffee.com, or you can go to bardsfm.com, and you can click on the Expedition Coffee tab. This is a healthy coffee that we've been bringing out to help build and boost the immune system to make you stronger in this day, not just regular coffee. We had it there as samples at Bards Fest. It was a huge win. People loved it. And that's part of a system that we're rolling out, so there'll be more to come on that in the coming days. Expedition Coffee is built in a way to stimulate your immune system, give you more energy, give you more mental clarity. It's a great product, so check that out, expeditioncoffee.com, or go to bardsfm.com and click on the coffee button there, and you'll see it on the front page as well, the coffee button, Expedition Coffee button. It's X-P-E-D-I-T-O-N, Expedition Coffee. You won't regret it. 30 servings per container, and you can get a regular delivery to your house to keep yourself refueled and going with all sorts of great energy. So, well, I just got off an interview, an hour-long show, the debut show of the Resistance Chicks. They just aired their show on Brighteon TV, and I was their first guest, which was a great honor. They're just a great pair of what they do over there, and encourage you to follow them if you haven't. They've got Christ in their heart, and they push for so many of the same things with related to county by county. They're really going to be working a lot with our county by county stuff this year as well. So they're going to be a big part of this coming year, They were there at Bard's Fest, and we just had an amazing conversation and also after show conversation. One of the things that they said, which I thought was really to the point, is that at Bard's Fest, one of the things that most of us felt, and I think they articulated it well, was the fact that we all felt the power of walking in unison in the body of Christ. When we started on Saturday morning and we repented, all of us together, and then we moved through the day, they even talked about it. They didn't know that that had happened. And they talked about how the entire atmosphere of the entire event changed, which it did. It became very upbeat, very positive. And so with that, we all experienced a power of unity in a way that God intended. We were all walking within that power of the body of Christ. So I say all this because we can't lose that, all right? This is a very important component right now to where we're going, and it's the unity that we are building through these revivals, and there's going to be more of them as we move forward. And I'm going to highlight that here because there are going to be more mini revivals. We're working on that plan now. Bard's Fest obviously will be an annual event, but we're not going to stop with just having it be an annual event. We need to get this out to communities, and we need to be in communities. And so we're working on a plan right now, which is starting to take early shape. And I don't know whether it's going to be getting a bus to travel across the country or whether I'm just going to go in my Jeep and we're going to just have teams link up. But however that is, we are going to literally bring in these small revivals into local communities so we can bring people together, we can pray, we can hear the speaking of truth and faith. And with all of this, stimulate that power of Christ within us. I mean, this is Eyes on the Cross is a very critical component here to us winning this war. And in doing these sorts of kind of local revivals, these mini revivals, we're going to be able to start mobilizing the many into the county by county model, which is to really start to empower us at our home level. But what we have to start to addressing here is the two Americas, because there are now two very distinct Americas, not one, and we aren't united, and I don't foresee us being united anytime soon. Now, I say that God can do whatever he wants, obviously. But when I say that, God has the power to unite where we don't. But what we have to stay very focused right now is what we're doing here and us staying united together. We're dealing with an unbelievable, yet to hear the mention of the word about the power in the name of Jesus. I have no idea what that person's talking about. You know, when I read stuff like this, it's like I'm wondering when people are if they've even been around this channel or if they've even been on at Bard's Fest. The entire Bard's Fest, this was somebody just commenting on our page here. When we were at Bard's Fest, the entire focus of Bard's Fest was about Christ and Christ on the cross. And so when you get somebody rolling in, which they do, and people roll in and they like to make comments, they join in a conversation that's late and they have no idea what they're talking about. So they kind of look stupid, but that's okay. Whatever. The way that this is, we had an entire festival focused on Christ and Eyes on the Cross. And in so doing, this powerful moment was all of us found ourselves humbled before God, absolutely, absolutely loving Christ in all we did. And it was the power of that that transformed so much of that moment, because it's always Christ to the Father, okay? So it's something that if I seem harsh when I respond to comments like that just a minute ago, it's because we did that. And I cannot stand comments when we come in and accusations from folks that try to deviate from the success that we had. We had an amazingly powerful 4 days of bringing together God's children and really uniting in such a powerful way as to be able to experience the power of the body of Christ. That was unbelievable. And we feel that, all of us. And in that moment, it's still carrying with every one of us. We feel it. And that's what's continuing forward with us. And, you know, I've said this before, is we have to become Davids. And the concept of being Davids means that when we have to be forward-leaning. So as David stood up to Goliath, he didn't wait for God to go, I'm going to intercede and tell Goliath. David stood up and told him, it's like, you're not going to defile my God anymore. You're in my domain. You're not touching my God. And I think that's the powerful, powerful place that we all have to hold, is we have to lean in. We have to take that position of being strong with our Lord and being proud of who we have within our heart, being proud of Christ living within us. I mean, the two worlds that we are now in are two separate worlds. There's two Americas. There's not one, okay? Two separate Americas. One America is following the state. It's obedient to its stupidity. It's obedient to its hatred for America. It's obedient to it for its hatred for children. It's obedient for its hatred for God. That's one America. And the other side is one America that says, this other America says that we are obedient to God. We are walking in the body of Christ. That we will always seek a government that is subordinate to us, that God is king above all things, and that we will always follow God first, and government will always be subject to the wills that we want, not what government dictates to us. These two worlds are not reconcilable. That we have two absolutely opposite worlds. And this is the two Americas that we now face. Now, obviously, we can't truly measure the world of this other side, this evil, okay? This world that's out here is that we are looking at that is obedient to this hand puppet, Joe Biden, this administration that's doing everything it can to destroy and disparage the United States. That world that they're part of is committed to absolutely destroying everything that we hold dear. There is no reconciling with them. They have no interest in that. In fact, their entire idea of a world is to expunge us, to expunge our belief, to expunge our right to worship, to expunge our right to speak freely. That is their idea of what they want, and they will go at any length to achieve just that. So it's something that we have to start coming to grips with as we walk forward here. And we are in a place right now where if we don't start to embrace that reality, we're literally going to get rolled over. The two Americas that we are looking at here, we can't reconcile ourselves. Like I was starting to say earlier, God can do that. And maybe God will. I don't know. But right now, where we're walking is a different world. When we look at the sorts of things that are happening right now in our world, it is stunning. And yet, on one level, stunning to how quickly this world has unraveled and how quickly it is working to destroy everything that we are about. And equally stunning is how really no one's saying anything. Let's start with Afghanistan, okay? The world that we were part of, the world that President Trump was trying to set forward, was a world where Afghanistan was going to be a slow removal of troops. It was going to take a process of probably 2 years. They were going to keep Bagram Airfield. They were going to keep a contingent force there. They're going to keep things in check and transition governments over to them. We were going to remain present. When the Russians left Afghanistan, it took them 8 months to leave. Okay? When we left Afghanistan, we left in 2 or 3 days. The disaster that we have created there is unmeasurable. We are creating a terrorist state, and it is all being engineered and run by China, this whole thing. Kabul is a form of a false flag. What you're looking at Kabul is to keep your whole attention on Kabul and start making you cry and mourn for all the people that are being left behind, mainly the Afghans, while you would kind of whitewash over the fact that there's Americans being stranded across that entire nation, and they willfully just dumped them and left them go. And at the same time, we have while the attraction is being focused on the airport in Kabul, what you're not seeing are the surveys that are being done of all the American equipment that was left behind in Bagram Airfield and in the various bases like Kandahar around the country. And in so doing, what you're finding out is that the Chinese are there. They're already arranging deals to buy the equipment with the Taliban. They're cutting deals so they can get access to the rare earth minerals. This whole thing was a setup to do two things, to defame the United States globally, to do so through the hand puppet, Joe Biden. The Chinese did this. So to diminish our impact globally, so they would gain precedence, and that they would gain in turn a state that they would control, which would be a terrorist-based state that they could then use to export terrorism, something the Chinese think very proudly about, while the Chinese cut the deals with the Taliban and work with the Pakistanis to remove rare earth minerals and start making Afghanistan another one of their colonies of resources. This is happening right before our very eyes. And yet we sit here and we're saying literally nothing as a public. I mean, the veteran community is activated. They're out here trying to save Americans that were left behind and stranded. We have teachers that were left up in various remote regions. They were told that they had to get to Kabul to be evacuated. Well, they couldn't get to Kabul because there were Taliban checkpoints all the way along the way. Some didn't even have cell service. And so our response was, we're just going to leave them there. So we have betrayed not only our own people, but we've also betrayed an entire culture, which we in the last 20 years have been nurturing and building up. And we did so with such speed that we've absolutely devastated the region. And we've created an instability in the region that is unprecedented. And it's not us. It's this hand puppet government. It is this other America that we're no longer part of. We're going to have to start coming to grips with how different this other world is and what it's going to require for us to start reclaiming America. And one of those things is that we have to start accepting that this government has to be overthrown. And that's correct. I mean, this is per the Declaration of Independence. We have to throw off such forms of government as this that are literally forms of despotism. This is a tyranny. And it's time that this government gets overthrown. We cannot tolerate this anymore. We're not going to overthrow it at a federal level, not yet. But we have to start taking over our local communities and reestablishing what it is to have a constitutional government in each one of our local communities. And that's going to require people coming together. That requires that we have our strength and faith, our intolerant walk of that you can't keep giving in to these people. And, you know, you've heard me say that my intro to this show has been here since the beginning. You know, you have to know the line of tolerance and intolerance. And when I first did this, I can't tell you how many people criticized me for that. Like, that's not Christian to be intolerant. It's like, yes, it is Christian to be intolerant. Because I'm going to be intolerant of certain things. I'm not going to be tolerant of child sex trafficking. I'm not going to be tolerant of a tyranny that's trying to crush my faith. That's where we have to learn those lines. And we have to absolutely be strong to make sure that they don't happen. We are dealing right now with a tyranny that has been set in place by stealing an election, with a big player being China and our own government working together along with other foreign nations that have flipped our election. And now China is doing what it can to work with this administration to destroy us internationally, to divide us internally, and to ultimately make sure that we will never rise again. Part of that as well is the bioweapon that they're injecting into every person. So where we have to go is, as a remnant, we have to start holding stronger. And it's going to demand that we hold stronger than ever. The pressure on us is going to increase. You're going to see more persecution. You're going to see the FBI coming after more people. They're going to be doing this because this is how they play. This is what they do. When you start taking on the deep state wants to push back. And they do this by putting you in jail. They do this by disparaging you publicly. They do all sorts of things. But our way through this is always going to be our strength in faith and our relationship through Christ. And it's through Christ to the Father. And we cannot understate that as enough. What came out of Bard's Fest was a radical moment in history. A moment where we all came together. We humbled ourselves before God. And in that process, we embraced the body of Christ, eyes on the cross, and we shook the nation. We shook the world. And people felt it. Everybody felt it. Even online, people felt it. That sort of persistence, that sort of dedication and commitment is what we have to continue to fight with, because it's our strongest weapon going forward. We can't take on all these pieces in this deep state. There's too many corrupt elements. But we can fight this fight locally as we must, and we must fight it always with God leading on all things. And that doesn't mean just an occasional prayer. That means in everything. It's like within us, through us, every bit of our breath, it's the breath of Christ moving through us as we push into this. This is such a spiritual war, unlike anything that we've ever witnessed. And if we can't make this stand and this bold stand, we are literally going to be rolled up. The remnant is here for a reason, and this remnant are those that are continuing to hold fast, stand strong, and not waver. And yet we're seeing so many in this nation that are caving. Even conservatives who say they're awake and they're not, that are taking the shot, making a decision to fall off the cliff. It's weakness. And it's going to be the remnant that's going to end up saving this nation in the end, and it's going to be Christians that end up saving the world. I mean, the one thing you can look at Afghanistan and get a great lesson is that one thing that is absolutely true with in the Middle East and Muslim culture is they can't stop fighting. They can't get along. They don't build peace. They build tribes, and tribes fight, and tribes kill each other. And that is persistent in all every bit in the Middle East and in throughout Islamic culture. We have an opportunity as Christians to unite in a powerful way and to unite in the love of God and to unite through the body of Christ. And as we do so, we will rise and we will lead this world. And this is where we are now at the two Americas, the divided world that we must accept division as a positive, not accept, not look at division as a negative. I have no desire to try to unite with people that want to steal everything that I am in my life. I have no desire to try to constantly try to negotiate with people that every time you try to negotiate with them, they're going to try to find a way to weasel around you, undercut you, find a way to diminish you, and ultimately try to steal your power. That is everything that the left is. And unfortunately, the Republican Party has spent way too many years faking being a Republican Party, when in fact what they've done, the most damaging piece, is they constantly move the needle closer to the left by calling it compromise. We don't need more compromise. We need hard lines right now. And those hard lines have to be rooted in our faith. Those hard lines have to be rooted in our Constitution. And those hard lines have to be rooted in the principles of how this nation was constructed, which is defined initially in the Declaration of Independence. That means God is on the throne. We can't take the chance of resetting a nation without putting God back on the throne. Because otherwise, all we're doing is repeating what is doing what the left is doing. The left is trying to create a new world based on government that they worship. That's the principle. So everything about the left is would be focused on the mechanics of how to create a world where people worship government and worship big corporations. So they want you to comply to the shot. They want you to obey to critical race theory. They want you to comply to whatever the state tells you to. They want the state to take care of your children. They want the state to tell you how to raise your children, how to think, how to indoctrinate your kids. They want the state to flip the gender of your children. When you look at this from an objective point of view, adding to that the bioweapon that was put in place here, what you will realize is this is an all-out war, not just to break the United States, but to erase it from history. Understand what I just said. They are in a process right now of trying to erase us from history. And they're doing a pretty good job so far. Partly because we have an American public, a large percentage of the American public, that are just idiots. They've lost their way of what it is to be independent, to be strong, and to be able to stand boldly in front of evil. We cannot allow that to happen. We cannot allow that giving in, that weakness to take over what God gave us in this nation. We have an obligation to fight. And that fight begins locally in our homes, in securing our homes through the seven pillars, and in taking back our communities in the name of God. I don't care, and I've said this, and this is what the attitude that I think everybody needs to have. If you're following this movement to take back America, you either get on board with Christ and start fighting through Christ and the Father, or you're missing it. Because if we don't take back this country in the name of God, we don't have anything. And the better part about that is in our local communities, we have to take it back that way. That's how we start to secure the foundation for what God needs to reclaim the throne on this nation. I don't care if the left gets triggered. I don't care if people scream bloody murder. I don't care if they threaten violence. Bottom line is, these people are hateful of America. They're disgusted by everything that we are. And they want to destroy you. They want to destroy your family. They want to destroy your belief. They want to destroy your rights. And knowing that, you also have to realize that not only do they want to do that, they want to make sure that they retain their own rights. What's good for me is what's good for you is not good for me sort of approach. This is a pure evil, and there is no coexisting with it. We can pray for it as we should pray for our enemies, but at the end of the day, this is war. And the war that we face right now is a dividing line between those that love God, love this nation, and honor the documents in which this nation was founded on, versus those that are godless and want to destroy everything that this nation has ever represented. That's a choice you have to make. It doesn't seem like a hard one for me, but there's going to be many people that are going to end up waffling on this. The thing is that by the end of this, there's not going to be any room to waffle. You're going to have to make a decision on where to stand. You can't be in the middle anymore. And if you're sitting on the fence because you're not sure, well, you know, like I've already run into some of this. I like this, but I really can't embrace Christ in my life. All right. I don't care. You're not part of what we're doing. And we're going to take this country back with eyes on the cross. And when we do, God's going to reposition himself on the throne. And every one of us is going to be able to say we walk within the body of Christ. It's pretty simple. And if you don't like that, well, I think China's taking applications. In other words, I don't give two shits how they feel. Bottom line is, our God is supreme. And we have to be absolutely proud of being Christians, powerful about where we stand, and warriors in Christ to be able to stand up to these people and not waver. So, bottom line is, you have to get to a place in this fight where you are understanding what this real fight is. This is the fight for the salvation of humanity. And the salvation of humanity doesn't come about through Klaus Schwab or his stupid concepts of a global new one order. This doesn't come through with a hand puppet Joe Biden that's run by the communists. We're seeing a massive push against China. And the one thing that we all have in common globally, including in China, we have Chinese Christians, we have American Christians, we have Christians all over the world. And this is a time for Christians to rise. So while we speak of America, let me also be clear, we're speaking also to the Christians across this world with strength and boldness and the love of Christ before us to stand strong in the gap and to rise up, to keep eyes on the cross and to take these governments and turn them upside down and turn them into what they should be, which is connected to the kingdom of heaven, not to the kingdom of hell. So this is where we have an unbelievable amount of intensity and control in this fight that they are fearful of, and we have to start embracing how much of this battlefield we actually own. We need to awaken that fire in the belly of the many Christians around the world. And in doing so, we will see an unbelievable shift. Can you imagine if every Christian in the world, which we did a lot of this at Bard's Fest, and if you were there and you witnessed it, you understood how powerful what I'm about to say is. We all understood how powerful it was when we took a knee and we sought repentance. Can you imagine what would happen if every Christian in the world did just that? And we did that together? This is the time that we have to start pressing into this fight in an incredible way and using our tools of faith and our power of prayer and our listening to God. Each of us has a gift to give in this fight. And God is leading us and not asking us to go over here and cut peace deals with the left crazies that are trying to mutilate kids or trying to, you know, steal elections or trying to take away your rights. God's asking us to stand strong right now. And in standing strong, that means that we have to be anchored in our faith. We have to be unwavering together. And this is the big key here. Because everything that's going to be coming down the pipe in the coming months is going to work to divide us. and it will do everything it can to separate us from one another. What binds us is our love of God and through the body of Christ. And if we continue to hold on to that power, that amazing place where we are able to constantly stay united through the body of Christ, nothing that they do will have any effect on us. But if we let their threats, and we get into a place where we start to listen to the things that they say, their fears, their threats, whatever it is, and we start to let that divide us, they win. What we learned at Bard's Fest was the power of unity in a way that has seldom been experienced. And this is something that we can do every day. And now that we've touched it, we know how to where to seek it. But we have to stay unified. And when we stay unified, they don't touch us. This is the other America. This is the second America, the America that has God and Christ as its banner. I've said this recently, and I'm very serious. I don't care what my flag is. What I care is the banner under which I am is Jesus Christ, first and foremost. And in the end, whatever flag that turns out being in the nation will be what it is. But what I know is that this government that we're in right now is a tyranny. It's not representative of the people. It's coming after the people. It continues to expand its power and threats to try to intimidate people. And in the end of the day, this government needs to be toppled. It needs to be overturned, as was and thrown off, as our founding fathers have said. This is the moment that we've now arrived at, and it's no longer a game. This stuff is getting very real. They're not playing. And there's, if you think that there's like safety catches on, I mean, all the safeties are off, folks. This isn't, to use what the resistance chicks were talking about in the last hour, they hit it right on. This isn't like some, you know, Star Trek holodeck where you've got all sorts of cool things going on, but you're never going to be in trouble. This is a real fight. This is like people are dying. People are being jailed. There's 300 patriots in jail right now. And if you paid attention to Sidney Powell, she can't even get access to them because the powers to be are refusing her access as their attorney. Think about that. These people are absolutely in a punitive mode to try to destroy as many lives as possible. So this is where our prayers and our strength in Christ are essential, because here's what's where we're going to face this. They're going to do what they can to pick off people. They'll do it. That's what they do. And when they get people incarcerated, they'll try to abuse them. That's what they do. Nothing can touch you if you're standing within the power of Christ. Doesn't mean it won't be a little uncomfortable. But you just have to hold to your faith and be strong. But they're going to try to break us. And this is what they're doing, because they hate us. And they hate us because they fear us. They understand very well what we represent. We represent the children of God. We are constantly convincing ourselves that we have no power, when in fact we have all the power in the universe. We are children of God. So it's about time we start acting like it. This means that as we move forward here, we lead in our local communities. We have to stand up and be strong. Men, you have to get up and start showing that leadership as Christian men. This is what we need. We've had amazing leadership by our women in our communities, but now we need to have the men step up. That means, men, you need to be meeting with your city council members, your sheriff, your county commissioners. They need to be hearing clearly from you what your expectations are. This isn't about a game. This isn't about, well, okay, I guess some... This is the one of the things that's driving me crazy right now, is this whole compromise thing. Nobody wants to say things like, stop pushing the damn shot. Instead, they say things like this. Well, I understand it's a choice for some. And, you know, and I guess, you know, it's okay if some choose it. No, it isn't okay. All right? There is no okay about this. This shot is a bioweapon. Just like stealing an election is theft. There isn't an in-between or okay on that either. Men, you need to stand up and lay the hard line. And it needs to be very clear. This is not an option anymore. Masks, not an option. Injections, not an option. Stealing an election, not just an option. You steal an election, you can find another place to live, because we're going to run you out of the damn county. That's where we have to get back to. And it has to be that intense. And these people, these politicians who literally are spineless, most of them have absolutely no leadership capability. They are weak. They're just there to get a free ride, get their whatever paycheck they get and their benefits. And then they do whatever they're being guided to do by either their masters or whoever's been buying them off, or for the fact that they're so afraid to stand up in a community and speak truth, they shouldn't even be there to begin with. We need leadership in our communities again that are strong, powerful, leading, leaning in, and not tolerating any more of this garbage. And we can get there, but it's going to take the Christian fire within us to do so. And it means teamed efforts of men and women working together, walking within that body of Christ to light this up and to awaken the many and to reclaim our governments in the name of Christ Jesus. That's simple. And like I've said, if that offends a leftist, well, good, glad, because their ways offend me. I'm not going to sit here and make any apology about that. I have no desire to live in a world that's atheist or agnostic. It's not going to happen, because that's not the way the world was ever intended to be. That Luciferian shithole that they're talking about there, they can go and live in China for, because I have no desire to be part of it. We have to get fire in your belly to get there. And by doing that, it means we have to stand, fight, and not relent at all. They will push. They will try to collapse you. They will try to convince you you're wrong. They will try to persuade you. They will threaten you. They will use the media. Whatever. When we walk within the body of Christ and we walk with God, none of that makes any difference, because we're not of this world. We're here to do a mission for God. We're here to occupy this land and expand his kingdom. And one thing we are not going to do is relent, and we're not going to pull back and retreat. We're going to hold strong and press in. And in doing so, we will win this in a big way. It won't be easy. It will be anything but easy. But we are together and unified together through the body of Christ. That gives us a strength like no other. And that's something never, ever to let go of. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this powerful moments. We thank you for these insights that you give. We ask that you'll guide us in these coming days. We ask that you'll keep us clear in our head and our sight, to understand what it is that we're fighting, and understand always to where you want us to be on this battlefield. Lord, these are difficult times when we are being hit by so many different directions, and yet we understand clearly that through our gifts and talents, the pathway isn't that complicated. But we get confused, or we get distracted by the much of the noise that's in this environment. We pray, Lord, that you can help us discern between the noise and the mission you want for us, that we can press into this fight in a way that honors you, is successful in this fight, that elevates up our love for Christ, and in the end gives us the strength of Christian warriors as we need to be to stand up to this evil and to not relent. Lord, we ask that you'll protect us, guide us as patriots, keep your umbrella around us as we move forward, as the deep state tries to do its many things that it will do. But that hedge of protection, Lord, we pray for to help keep this unity together, this remnant unified, and in so doing to help keep us together no matter what the storm is that we are hit. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. There is going to be a lot of intensity coming up. And the way that we're going to get through this, it begins every day on our knees. I'll tell you honestly, this last week since BarsFest, I have never been so exhausted in my life. Seriously, for 3 days, I could hardly physically move, and I'm starting to get my energy back. But I really believe that a lot of what I was being shown by God was just a process of rebuilding. I gave everything I could to BarsFest, and I'm proud of saying this. I left it all on the field. There was nothing I could have given more, and the Bards team did the same thing. That is what we have to commit to every single day. And as we are then resting and we're rebuilding, we have to prepare for the next round, because the devil's not going to take that defeat standing still. He got his throat punched hard over the week, 4 days of BarsFest. And we walked out victorious, and we unified again with God, and we showed the world what it was like, what it felt like more than anything, to unify through the body of Christ. That is our greatest strength. And when we do that together, there is no stopping us. We just have to believe. And as long as we believe, and as long as we stand into this, and as long as we never doubt, and as long as we always trust in God, and as long as we always look to God first in everything we do, this victory is ours. But when we start to take our eyes off God, when we start to take our eyes away from the cross, and we start to wander over here or there, we're going to be in a different situation. And remember, the biggest thing about what happened over the weekend, and I've reflected on this so many ways, is that in the process of the times that we repented, we broke these contracts that we had made with the devil. And we make them. When we sin, we're making contracts with the devil. But we broke them because we repented. And then the courts of heaven could intercede. And it was powerful, and we felt it. Patriots, this is how we are going to move forward in this fight. Our fighting, it begins on our knees first, and our fighting grows with prayers and our humbling before God and our willingness to seek repentance. When we do that, we are literally allowing God to work through us to fight this fight. I don't know what this fight looks like through God's eyes. I know our mission has to be moving forward and aggressively standing in the gap, that we have to be unrelenting in our prayers, and we have to listen to God as he guides us. I don't know whether this fight is going to look like an exodus, or whether this fight is going to look like Gideon's army, or whether this fight is going to look like Jericho. And maybe it's a piece of all three. But what I know is, as long as we are listening to God and we're praying and keeping ourselves humbled before him, how it unfolds will be as God intends. It isn't for us to decide. But the key thing is, God will win. And as he works through us, we will celebrate that win with him. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. We have a long ways to go here, but prayers are going to be our connection. Prayers are our bridge between each other, our connection to God, and it's our strength that we need, the foundation from which we work on. God is with us. He will never forsake us. And in the end, God will win. But the most glorious part about this is God's working through us. And if we work this and we obey him and we listen to him, we will be there with that win to see it and share it with him. I'll see you tonight for Fishers of Men. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who moved forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push, we climb, we never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray, we stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.